Next three songs, we want you guys to join us. I feel like we can do a Christmas concert without doing some songs with you guys. So if you guys would stand and join us for the next three songs.
Oh, got you standing up because y'all getting ready to dance. Woo. Love it. Love it.
You don't want to see us dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
Come on, church.
Nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we have gone astray. Oh,
tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Babe was born and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn, to which his mother Mary did nothing, taking scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Tell you what, this band is awesome. Woo.
Sing in exultation.
seated now if you'd like. Before we move on, I'd just like to thank all of you guys for being here this morning. I'm sure there's a lot of, it's a busy time of year. It's hard for all of us to get here on the day before Christmas or Sunday before, but thanks for your attendance. I'd like to read a few verses. I tried to shorten this, but you know, sometimes you got to read the whole thing, so bear with me. Matthew 2 and verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus is it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. They sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh."
To the light of the world.
Said a few things that kind of lead me into this next song earlier, talking about what the day is really about. I hope we can set aside all the stress in our life, because we all have it right now, trying to figure out what we're going to buy our wives. I still haven't got my wife a present. I got it figured out yesterday, thank goodness. But you know, all the stress of life, just put it aside and remember what the day or this week's really about, and it's the birth of Christ. And his the greatest gift that any of us ever receive. I hope today, if you're here and you have not received the gift of salvation, that you don't leave these doors today without accepting Christ today as the Savior. Thank you.
It's about your gift.
don't know if it showed it up on that screen or not, but this was written by Justin. That song. Awesome. Awesome job, buddy.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you hear what I see?
Sorry about that, y'all.
Do you hear what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, a star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear? A song, a song, high above the trees with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In the palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, a child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
A child, a child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
Amen.
Luke 2, 8, verses 8 through 14. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I will bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude, the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Jesus Christ is born.
While the mountain.
Come on, church.
Over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Starving angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended knee, the savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born. Thank you.
Y'all, it's so great to be here. I don't know about you. The Spirit's moving tonight, this morning. Everybody out there, even in the dark, I can see your pearly whites smiling. See your eyes closed, lifting your hands, singing. Praying on your own. Just wondering what's going on, you know. But I'm going to tell you, this is the time for giving. Whether it's a gift or just a hug. Or a kind word. Doesn't take much. But to go out here and show your smile, show that Christ is living in you, gives you a peace. Peace of hallelujah.
Heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you. It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. With every breath I'm singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A couple came to Bethlehem, expecting child. They searched the inn to find a place for you were coming soon. There was no room for them to stay, so in a manger filled with hay, God's only son was born. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The shepherds left their flocks by night to see this baby wrapped in light. A host of angels led them off to you. It was just as the angel said, you'll find him in a manger bed, Emmanuel and Savior, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. A star shone bright up in the east to Bethlehem. The wise men three came many miles and journeyed long for you. And to the place at which you were, their frankincense and golden myrrh they gave to you and cried out, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know you came to rescue me. This baby boy would grow to be a man to die to prove his love is true. My sins would drive the nails in you. That rugged cross was my cross too. Still every breath you drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay, it's my turn to read a verse as soon as I get my breath back. Here we go. Okay, this is Luke 1, 26 through 38. Wow. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. I didn't bring my glasses, Justin. Highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his... Yeah, you need to take over because I can't see.
I got my glasses on. Can I finish this?
I didn't bring my glasses, y'all. Sorry.
And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall be, there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Again, the lame will leap, some will speak praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day rule the nation? Did you know your baby boy, heaven perfect land, this sleeping child you hold is the great
shadow. Sun on high pierced the night, born was the cornerstone. Unto us a son is given, unto us a child is born. He who is mighty has done a great thing, taken on flesh, conquered death's sting, shattered the darkness and lifted our shame. Thy people free from
get the rest of the band back over up here, but before we do this last song, I feel like I need to thank a few people, because these guys have put up with me for the last couple months trying to get this together, and I know I probably pushed them a little bit harder than I should have at time. Yeah. Hey, it took a lot to push him off stage, too. Now I want to thank each one of these guys. They've helped out a lot. They've been had a great attitude. And then last of all, I'd like to thank, secondly, I guess, for our specials today. Allison and Brandy joined us. It's always good to get a little bit extra talent up here and kind of diversify things a little bit. And then last of all, for our sound and our media people, a lot of people, we don't notice them a lot of times because they're sitting in the back, and we do appreciate all that they do, because without them, we wouldn't sound very well up here. But I just want to thank, and I want to thank each of you for being here once again. And as we go through the holidays, I pray that each of you will be safe, come back. If you're here in town Tuesday night, come join us. We're going to have a few more Christmas songs. And if not, we'll see you next Sunday. One last song.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you will allow me just a few seconds, I want to share a word with you. And I promise this will be brief. JR, I think, and Justin read this passage earlier, but I want to just highlight one verse. And the Christmas story that was read out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 2. And you notice that, or maybe you didn't notice, but I want to call your attention to this, that in chapter 2, verse 11, I want you to listen to what the angel tells the shepherds. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. I just want to note three quick thoughts about that verse. The first thought is, notice that the angel said unto you. That's personal. As these guys have already mentioned, the greatest Christmas gift that you will ever experience this year is that if you have not asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to receive him today, because I can guarantee you that the greatest gift that you will ever receive is the gift of Jesus Christ. As you know, I'm a mental health and a substance abuse counselor. And I remember leading some groups in the past where people who are in recovery, they have literally said in groups, and it was about this time of year, and actually a little beyond Christmas, but as we were having groups, a lot of the attendees of that group would actually look at me and say, you know what, Ray? This is the first Christmas in 4 or 5 years that I actually remember. Those other Christmases, they were in addiction, whether it's to cocaine or to opioids, heroin, whatever it was, alcohol, whatever it was, for those past 4 or 5 years or however long they had been in active addiction, they had no recollection, no real true recollection of Christmas. And yet, when they are sober, when they are clean, when they're in recovery, they can remember Christmas because now everything is fresh, everything is new, everything is vivid. And beloved, can I tell you the truth that when it comes to understanding Christmas, we can get wrapped up, as we've all talked about this morning, we can get wrapped up in the gift giving and the gift receiving, and we can get wrapped up in all the holiday festivities, all the gatherings, all the meals, all the parties, all the this and that. But let me just tell you, if you really want to enjoy Christmas, You have to get to the root of Christmas. You have to get to what Christmas is all about. And Christmas is all about Christ. Amen. It is all about Jesus. And so, unto you, the angel said, that's personal. But I also want you to notice, too, that the angel says, not only unto you a child is born, but this day. That reminds us that Jesus is present. You see, we just don't celebrate a Christ who lived a couple of thousand years ago and who walked the earth for 30-some years and who ministered, and as we've been reminded again today, of that Savior who healed the sick, raised the dead, caused the lame to be able to walk again. We don't just worship that Jesus who lived back then, but as the angel has reminded us, we serve a Jesus who is present. And if you think about present, what's the greatest present you will receive is the present reality of Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus is with us all the time. You remember what he told the disciples and what he tells us in the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28? Jesus says, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Jesus is with us. But then notice what else the angel said. Not only is this Jesus personal, not only is this Jesus present, but he's also a Savior, and that makes him precious. I don't know of anything or anyone in this world that can save you. Do you? There's been people down through the ages of humanity who have tried to find this Savior or that Savior. They've looked at human people, and they've elevated them to a place of deity, or else those people have elevated themselves to a place of deity, and they've had other people follow them. But in the end, no matter who they were, whether they were self-elevated or elevated by their followers, they died and they are gone. And in history's account, they're just passing figures. So we try to elevate people in thinking that they're saviors. Sometimes we try to elevate thoughts or philosophies, or we elevate material things, thinking that we can find a Savior. And yet I want you to understand that the only Savior who exists, the only Savior who is still alive, and as Allison and the Null Girls reminded us of a few moments ago, he is the Savior who is yet to come again. Because today we celebrate not just one Advent, but two. The first Advent is taking place in that tiny Bethlehem manger. But the second Advent is yet to come, because that's when Jesus comes. And when he comes again, he won't come as a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a dirty manger somewhere, but he will come on a horse as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we look forward to the second Advent, because not only is he a precious Savior, but he's also going to be a precious Redeemer when he comes to take us home. And as our praise team has already mentioned, I just want to echo one last time. If you're here this morning and you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, I can think of no better time than right here on the Sunday before Christmas to ask Jesus to come into your heart. And so I'm going to ask you to stand with me with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. And if you will, as our praise team just plays something or just something soft, but just something, as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, I'm going to ask you to leave your seat, and I'm going to ask you just to come to this altar. We're not going to tarry. We're not going to make this long and drawn out. But if God has spoken to your heart this morning, and whether you come for salvation or there's something else that God is speaking to your heart about this morning, I'm going to ask you just to leave your seat and make your way up to this altar. And let me or one of our elders or one of our ladies talk with you this morning about how you can have that spiritual need met through this precious Christ that we've talked about and sung about this morning.
Mountain.
Amen. Well, Justin has talked about thanking the sound people and the video people and the people up here, but I don't think we've really thanked them yet. And so let's thank our praise team for everything that they've done. All right. All right. All right. I would pay money to come hear them, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right. We call that tithes and offerings. So anyway, all right. But guys, thank you so much for being here. God bless you. Hope you have a great Christmas. And if you can come Tuesday night, we will begin our Christmas Eve service at 6 o'clock. We'll have the candle lighting. We will have our communion will also be observed Christmas Eve. So I hope that you can come and join us for that. That will be a short service. It will be about 40 or 45 minutes in length because I know things are going on Christmas Eve. But we'll start at 6 and be completed by about 6:40 or 6:45. Also, elders, don't forget I need to meet with you just a minute after the worship service is finished. Well, once again, thank you so much for being here. God bless you, and we trust that you have just a great, safe, and glorious Christmas. Brother Gary, would you...